On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori. Yeah, has a week gone by already? Yeah, it has. We're still deep in January, and this is Tori Vacation Part 2. This is probably the end of it. I don't think there'll be a Part 3, I'm doubting. Although, I could do a Part 3 when I return and sort of wrap up. I don't know. Let's see what happens. We have that crazy inauguration coming up. Like, whenever day you're listening to this, I don't know, maybe it already happened. But right now, it hasn't happened yet. The Earth is still rotating on its axis. Axis of evil. Yeah, I'm down in the Trump country. Anywho, before I get far off track, let me just say that I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy, finally. Oh my goodness. You know what? I have put off watching that movie, even though it's got great reviews, great ratings. Everybody loves it. It was merchandised to death ad nauseum. And I didn't really know a whole lot about it, except that it was like a science fiction shoot 'em up movie type thing with Bradley Cooper playing a raccoon. And that's all I knew. Had I known that there was a soundtrack of the 70s, oh my gosh, I am kind of remiss that I didn't know it, and also that nobody told me, I would have seen it years ago. It came out in 2014, according to the DVD, but it was probably now is a good time to watch it and reflect. Had I watched it when James was here, it would be different. Now it has a different effect on me, obviously, from the plot and whatnot. So I think today was a great day to see it. And I do look forward to part two now. I will definitely not be dragging my heels, dragging my feet, dragging part of my foot to see part two, where they have little baby Groot. Now I know what a Groot is. And you know, it was really touching. It was really moving. It was a good story. It was great. I'm glad I saw it. Anywho, so stopped at the Winn-Dixie. For those of you that don't know, Winn-Dixie is a supermarket in the south. I don't know how far north it goes. It may go to Virginia. I might go to the Mason-Dixon line. I do not know. But anyhow, as I'm in the Winn-Dixie, you know, supermarket, or I've been there before, but not for years. You know, you hear these people with the accent, and I want to just whip out this recorder and start recording and show you how authentic and real and southern. I mean, I'm just doing an accent and all. But hey, I did give, you know, and then I popped in the Walmart just to see a redneck Walmart. I mean, you have to see one, for real. I mean, every Walmart is different and the same. It's a paradox, if you will. However, a southern Walmart, oh, didn't get to stay long. Just used the bathroom and left, but I will hopefully maybe get back and look around. Point being, when I went to use the bathroom at the Walmart, okay, there's a line. I've never, ever, in all my Walmart times, seen a line in a bathroom. I mean, sure, at a sporting event, you see that. But what? Okay, one stall had a sign out of order. I'm sure we come across those. Whatever, fine. Another stall was just shut, and I looked underneath, and there was no one in it. And I'm so annoyed, because that's making the line longer. You have two out-of-order-ish bathrooms. One legit. So I use a bathroom, and I love those handicap stalls because you have your own sink in some of them, your own setup, you know, trash, dryer, everything. I'm like, wow, this is my own little place, like an airplane, right? Anyway, that's not my point. So as I leave the bathroom and I want to go report the stall being, you know, like that, I say, you know, here's a perfect time to use an accent. Then they don't have to think I'm some stuck-up Yankee that's just making trouble too, and I get to have a little fun. So I go up to customer service and I say, yeah, who do I talk to about the bathroom? Just like that, I swear. Should have recorded it. And then the woman points at the lady right there in the same room with a little yellow vest on or something. And I say, oh, okay, I want to let you know that Someone has gone into the bathroom, crawled underneath, locked it, and crawled back out. And she said, okay. And she sort of chuckled. She thought it was amusing. Where, of course, I think it's a little, I said, that rascal. And, you know, and then I went away. And I just was so proud of myself for doing my little accent in a Walmart for legitimate reasons. I know that's not a great story, but it's really all I'm working with this week. I don't have a lot that I've got out and done. Oh, wait, there is. Went to Fort Pickens, which is on the National Seaside, something. You have to pay to get in because it's a long little drive along the coast, and you get to this fort. It's like a Civil War fort. It looked exactly like St. Augustine. Not exactly, but pretty much like St. Augustine, which I've seen that fort. And it's, you know, dark and caves and, you know, whatnot. I don't know what it is. You know, it's probably got a lot of history. I mean, I know it has a lot of history. So did that, and I am going to be inserting a clip of me on the roof of the fort, Fort Pickens, into this podcast. So stay tuned, because that will be a short little clip I did with a live video feed. Obviously, I won't have the video, but I'll put some of the audio up because it was kind of funny. That's all I'm going to say. So yeah, the seashore, and then you see the beach, and the sand is as white as they say. It's like white, powderish sand. Collected some shells. They were very tiny, as opposed to Cape Cod, where some of the shells get really big. On this beach, which is the Gulf of Mexico, I mean, pull out your map or your internet, I guess, nowadays. Nobody uses maps. You still should, but I'm sure you can look it up. The Gulf of Mexico, and they were tiny little shells. Little beady, beady, beady shells. They were great, so I collected a bunch of those, and that was nice. Then you drive back, and, you know, uneventful. I did stop at something called a Whataburger. I had heard of that, the legend of Whataburger, and I thought, well, they're stopping, so I get to stop too and have a Whataburger. It's, you know, it's okay. Nothing to write home about, but it's just the fact that it's, you know, a Whataburger, and there's pictures on the wall of the first guy, like Jibsum Hubsum. I don't remember his name. Somebody in Texas. This dude from 1950, I think it was. And then, you know, invented that. And then there it is, still today. And what they do is you order your meal, okay? And then they give you a receipt. And then you go to your little table. Looks like a Burger King, whatever. You know, McDonald's. But you go to your table with your number, with your little plastic, you know, to alert the people that bring the food to you what number is yours. So that's kind of different. I'm not saying they're exclusive to that. I've seen that before. But that's what they do at the Whataburger. Then they bring there your food and they ask you very nicely, would you like any napkins or ketchup or mustard, whatnot, condiments. No, I'm good. You get your own drink. No, but I had a milkshake, so they had to bring the milkshake to me. Oh no, I'm slipping into the accent. I wonder if you live here too long. I think you really develop it. I think you do. I think you'd start talking like that. And then there's just no hope. You got to get out. You got to escape and go somewhere where they don't talk that way. Because some people I meet down here sound like they're from here, but they're from somewhere else. So they have adopted it. It's a fact. So I can't dilly-dally in Pensacola. And why would you want to? I mean, if you're here, you have roots here, job here, family here, whatever. Yes. But to deliberately set down roots here, if you're from the north, especially, too. I don't follow that specifically because it's a very conservative red state-ish area. I mean, you border Alabama. I am going to get to Alabama. I will have some audio or definitely pictures of Alabama. Never been there on purpose. I mean, I've never been there accidentally either, but I'm going to make it my business to get there. In a few days, a day or two, whatever. It's going to happen. I'm gonna touch soil in Alabama is what I've heard it called from somebody years ago on the internet. This woman that married this... Woman that married this military guy. And that was where he was stationed. I guess you don't have your choice sometimes. You're just stationed there. And her name was... I think it was Janice or Janet. I mean, I'm talking 1998. There's no way I can remember. Probably. But we called her Torch Singer. That was her handle on, was it, some website, one of those message boards. I think it was for a magazine, like Red Book. It was ridiculous. But I got hooked in being home all day. Anyhow, she was Torch Singer. with like T-R-C-H singer. I don't think there was an or. I mean, an O. Because I don't know if that was already taken. Probably. So she was being, I'm here in Alabama. So she didn't like it, apparently. I mean, I don't imagine she's still there. That was, over 20 years ago, wasn't it? 1998? How's my math? That wasn't quite. This is 19 years. Okay, 19 years. I was right about on it. And it could have been 1999 even. So I don't know. This conversation's getting really lame. I'm going to have to kick it up a notch. Okay, then maybe this will be a good time to add in my little clip from Fort Pickens. Because there's Slim Pickens at Fort Pickens. Yeah, I don't know how it got that name. Probably a person. Probably a last name. There is a Slim Pickens, isn't there? Wasn't he like a old man that like played country music, maybe? Or he was a comedian? And maybe I'm thinking of Foster Brooks. I don't know. Anyway, listen to this.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
We're in Mexico. Hola.
Hola.
Not really in Mexico. We're in... Where are we? Florida. It's close enough. I don't know. Somewhere like there. But, yeah, so look around. See what a 73 degree day looks like. Everybody, we're told. Can you see it? The war was fought in 1861. That's a long time ago. There was this little billboard about it and the lighthouse and Fort Barrancas. I don't even know what that means. I'm here. You are here. Okay. I am here. Yeah. Muchacha. Hola. See, I'm still in Mexico. I'm not really. Because I don't have a passport. Although I did get into Canada without a passport. And I'm not supposed to tell anybody that. All right, so look around. This is a big can. Oh, don't look at the sun. No, that's bad. That's a bad idea. But I'm going to be making this not too long. Because, you know, I only have one person watching now. I know you can't. It's awful. I have, like, one viewer, Miranda. But let's check out this side of the camp. It's a fort. Check it out. Okay, see? Give you a little view of the Mexican seaside. It's not. Anyway, so I'm going to be a... See, when the sun's not on my face, you can't really see me that good. My brother got me this hat. The Christmas... Buenos dias, families. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so this is very exciting. I'm going to be going down these huge stairs. Look at them. They're, like, way down there. It's a big, steep thing, and I'm up way too high for me. You can kind of see over here, though. See people walking. Yep, it's where the Civil War was fought and lost. Go Patriots. Because Tom Brady. Yeah, the North. I gotta be, don't say that too loud here. Okay, I'm coming down.
Okay, that was about enough of that. It was breaking up, as you could see. Anyhow, it filled the time nicely. Now, stay tuned for a special, really short interview. Under 2 minutes. Listen up. Hi there. Who am I talking with today?
I'm Pat Jackson.
Hi, Pat Jackson. And what is your job here?
I'm working the boutique in Safe Harbor. Mm-hmm. And what we do is the girls earn baby bucks by going to classes, whether it's classes that teach them how to be a mother, mm-hmm. take care of babies, or it could be, something in the religious thing, a Bible study or something like that. But they get so many baby bucks for each class they go to. And the guys also get it if the husbands come with them. If their mothers come, so they get, earn it pretty fast. It's probably about 5 or 10 every time they come. And we have, all of this is donated. Everything that we've got in here is donated. There's food, there's clothes, there's mainly diapers, which is what they really want more than anything else.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But, and the girls just come, and they usually come weekly, and they make appointments. And after the appointment, they come back here and shop.
It's wonderful. They can get everything they need here.
I know. I tell them when they first start to save it up. They can get a baby bed for 100 baby bucks. Mm-hmm. They can get a car seat for 85 baby bucks. So that's something essential that they have to have, and that saves them so much money.
It does. It's all free.
I know. You just because the baby bed is normally $200 or $300, and the 100 baby bucks, you just come to that many classes, maybe 10, 15 classes or something like that.
That's it. My daughter got everything she needed here.
And so she's still, it's really great.
Yeah, it's a very good idea. Well, I want to thank you. I appreciate you telling me how this works down here in Pensacola, Florida. And I hope they have these up north. I'm going to find out now.
Just go to Pregnancy Resource Centers. I'm sure they'll let you know.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
All right. That was Pat from the Safe Harbor, which I think they also call it, Daynet? Something. It's a not worldwide. I think it's a nationwide organization through the church that helps women in need that are pregnant. And they just go to these classes and they get all kinds of points accumulated from going to classes. She sort of explained that, I think, to you. And free baby food. And oh, my goodness. Well, it's a good organization. I just thought you might get a kick out of her accent, too, because it's so authentic. She said she was originally from Birmingham, Alabama. And yeah, an elderly woman, very nice woman, you could hear. And you know what? I started thinking after I left that place and met all of the nice people that work there, they really put the North to shame. With that Southern hospitality, it is a real thing, especially right here. I notice people seem genuinely sweet, whereas if you're up north, you know how we are. We're just like, we haven't got time for any nonsense or anything. Very impatient, always in a hurry, very stressed out, very abrasive people up north. So, yeah, we do get a bad rep about that. But down here, totally nice. And if I use my accent a little bit, then I just blend right in, sort of, kind of, maybe. But anyway, yeah, so I thought I would just, you know, get some local townspeople, townsfolk, what have you, so you could just kind of hear about what they do, which is good work. It's probably better work than I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing the podcasts. So, not winning any awards, really, and she might be. She probably has. She seemed, like, so charmingly sweet, and, like, she makes biscuits at home, and I've never made a biscuit. I'm not saying I can't make a biscuit. There's a big difference there. Just saying I haven't done that. And I also keep forgetting to mention something. When I'm on the roads here, I'm turning my Waze on, you know, W-A-Z-E, the app. And lo and behold, I don't see one singular other person, Wazer, on the roads here in Pensacola, or Gulf Breeze, or the National Seashore. I mean, I've been around here, and I turn it on, and nothing. So I don't see anything I can report either. So I'm waiting to just, like, report it, like, something that's happened, and I'll be, like, the only thing there. And, like, what will happen if I'm, like, the only tree in the forest? It's not really a forest then. But I'm going to try. I'm going to keep turning the Waze on and seeing what's out there. And if there's an accident or a police car or something, I can report and just try it. Because it's interesting, don't you think? I just thought or assumed it was like up north in Boston. Everyone's using it. It's just everywhere. There are, you know, 43,000 Wazers around you, or 4,000, or I don't know. It was a lot. It wasn't no one. I'm it. I'm the sole survivor. Oh, that reminds me. Wasn't that a game that they had in the 70s? Remember the commercial where they were playing it? I'm going to be Googling that later, and you probably already know. You're way ahead of me. But they'd say they were playing the game, and then the last person to win was a kid, and he went, "I'm the sole survivor." Like, that was the object of the game. Wow. But anyway, yeah, so I must look that up. Oh, it's like right in the tip of my mind what that was, because I've played it. But again, it was in the 70s, so I don't know if it's even still around now, but oh, it's bugging me. Anyhow, so one of my plans for something within the next couple of days, perhaps, is to check out the sushi place. There's a nice sushi place in downtown Pensacola called Nom Sushi. I think that's the name. You know, like Nom, 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 Nom. It's a great name, right? Something called the Crunch Roll. Oh, I saw a picture. Someone posted it online from down here. and it's been haunting me ever since, and I have to try the crunch roll. I think it said it was like $11, whatever. It looks great. I'm getting that. I think I might need to try some sake. I've never done that. I can't remember doing that. I remember going to a Japanese restaurant in Providence once over 10 years ago. And bring your own beer. We brought like a Japanese can of beer. It was like a large size. It was very good. But that's not what I mean. Like, so I don't think I've ever had any sake. So maybe do that. If it's not the middle of the day. I don't know if I feel like drinking in the middle of the day. Then I feel like I have a problem. But I am on vacation, so I could probably still get away with it. But I'll do it. Whatever. I'm going to have my crunch roll and my sake and just live in large and in charge. So who of you has ever played that crane game where you put like a dollar in or something and you try to pick out a toy with the crazy crane? All right, let me just say that I tried it years ago, like 15 or so years ago, and said, this is ridiculous. Or one of my kids played and I went, this is crazy. And then I never did it again. It's absolutely unbeatable. I don't believe people can really get anything out of it. I would have to see it with my own eyes, which I never have. So I think it's a scam. And I will continue to. And they place it in places like Walmart or wherever. People are kind of dumb anyway and go waste money. And I also wonder, because I saw a movie once. And of course, all movies are based on reality, right? Ha ha. Anyway, yeah, Godzilla. So that about this movie where the mob was in charge of the vending machines somewhere. I don't remember what movie it was, but it was a real thing. So I think that that might be somewhat legit in some parts of the country. I'm not sure, but it seems like probable, okay, that these machines that you put in places for whatever charity, maybe not charities, but I don't know, these vending things, whatever they are, give you toys or gum or something, they might have, you know, reaches to the mob. I don't know. I can't prove it. I think, I saw it in a movie, and maybe not. Also, I went to a thrift shop. I think it was called Super Thrift. And as I'm there looking at the items and whatnot, I hear this music. And it's all about Jesus and heaven or whatnot. You know, you get the idea. And it was loud and like, wow, this does not fly up north that I've ever heard of in any kind of thrift store. Have I heard that? So I said to my daughter, who was there with me, when I walked up to her, I said, oh, this is a Jesus place. And she said, oh, because of the music? I said, yeah. And she's like, you're in Pensacola. You know, that's what it's going to be. And I went, yeah, I guess. It's just whatever. But then as I'm leaving, I look around closer, and the shirts of the people at the register say Teen Challenge. Oh, that explains everything. Okay, well, I didn't know there were Teen Challenges, like, everywhere. So now I do know that. I've been educated. And I think it's people that have gotten off drugs and alcohol that are involved in that. So, like, one guy there looked like he totally had too much drugs, and it just affected him permanently. That's kind of sad, because I guess I suppose that could happen if you just kind of go right over the edge and boop, something happens. Nice, nice person, though. Anyway, so that I think that explained the Jesus thing. It didn't necessarily mean the South. It was a little off-putting. But now I know. Now I understand. It's a whole store. I guess they have the thrift stores, and I think they do also in Brockton. So that would explain that, which is fine. Again, it's just, it was very different. And I notice different. I also saw a sign yesterday on my walk on these buildings. They had signs, you know, advertising. That's what I mean. I guess when you say sign, it means advertising usually. There's a circus coming to Pensacola. I think it's this weekend. And it said there were going to be elephants. Okay. Now, from what I understand, Ringling Brothers is stopping their circus permanently. And I think it might have had to do with the elephants. You know what? I haven't read the story, so I really shouldn't be talking. But I'm going to talk anyway. Because you know that's how I operate. That's how I roll. But anyway, this like knockoff circus. Remember they used to have like the Big Apple Circus or whatever. This circus is just a regular rinky-dink one. And it's those elephants and I don't know what else it said. Camels. I don't think it was that. But anyway, the point is, I'm not going to go. And there's a sign to go, and I'm really just not. I don't think the baby should go to that anyway, but I'm definitely not going. Because I don't know what kind of people you run into at circuses. I mean, I do. And those are northerners I run into at circuses, okay? You want to talk about southerners at circuses. I don't even know. You know, it could be like a cool event, but I mean, with surrounded by it'll those people that accent, it's going to remind me too much of NASCAR. It's going to be like, oh, out of my darn. I'm so out of my element. And it's a circus. I mean, I feel bad for animals, so I don't think there's anything wrong with Cirque du Soleil because there are people doing these things, and I almost think that's even better because I'm like, wow, look at that person. They can do that. There's no way I can do that, and I kind of admire that. If I'm watching an animal do something, I already know I can't do it, so it doesn't even matter, and it's like they're being subjugated by a human, which is also bothering me, like zoos. Although I do like zoos better if the animals are taken care of, okay? Again, I'm on the line about it anyway. I'm on the fence. It's a zoo. These animals should be in the wild, probably, but they are being cared for, and people can look at them and appreciate them and bring up your kids to see, oh, look at this. It's an animal. It's so precious and beautiful, and you don't get to see it except on the internet or on a safari, which you pay lots of money to go to, and then you need all kinds of shots for, like, the plague. I always wondered about that. Going to another country, you have to be, like, get vaccinated, like Borneo. I don't know. I'm not going there. So, and if I have to get vaccinated to go to a place, I probably don't want to go then because it sounds risky. And I only take calculated risks. And on that note, I'm going to wrap it up for another edition of Tori. And I'm not saying there won't be a part three, as I said before, probably not to my vacation, but either there will be, or when I get back, I might just have a couple of notes. I mean, there's going to be probably travel home stories. There always are. There's always traveling stories. I'm where I am, but the travel part, whew, yeah. So tune in next time for another edition of Tori, okay? Tori in the South. Oof, what a concept. All right, peace. It's gone, daddy gone. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. 15 smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. Where she is now.